WRDS.
Right here waiting, staying strong, come and fall into me. You say you've turned it off, hid your heart up on a shelf, scared of what it might cost to take it down for someone else. 'Cause loving him you lost too much of yourself, baby. Can't you see that he's not me? And I need you to know you can fall into me, that my arms are wide open and will always be right here waiting, staying strong, come and fall into me.
I'll follow any road, anywhere to get to you. I'll open up my soul if that's what you need me to do. Now baby, it's your move, all you got to do is believe in love.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump tried comedy last night at a Catholic Charities event in New York City.
Trading the rally stage for the comedy spotlight. Former President Trump headlining the New York Archdiocese annual Al Smith fundraising dinner. Glad to be there voluntarily.
These days it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance.
And ribbing Vice President Harris, who didn't appear in person.
I understand the real reason that she's not here is she's hunting with her running mate, spending a lot of time hunting.
Harris instead spending the day in Wisconsin hunting for votes. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
The Supreme Court of Texas put a stop to the execution of Robert Roberson for the shaken baby death of his two-year-old daughter in 2002. Critics say the conviction was based on flawed science. The Yonhap News Agency reports South Korea's spy agency finds North Korea will send troops to support Russia's war in Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, November up 31 to 21.47, December up 25 to 21.53, January up 19 to 20.79, February up 20 to 20.28. Meanwhile, cheese markets, barrels up 8 to 2.01, 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 192 and a half, 1 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 4 and a half to 268.33 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 136, 1 trade. Dry whey steady at 59.5, 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle were mixed. Feeder cattle also mixed. The trade still is looking for some strength in the cash markets because really some of the demand in the countryside has been doing quite well. Asking prices in the south are noted at 189 to 190 and in the north at 298, but we have to actually see that develop on Friday for the markets to move higher. Hog markets, meanwhile, they had run up against some resistance levels, but some higher pork cutout values helped to support many of the deferred contracts. October live cattle down 42 cents to 186.62. October feeder cattle up 62 cents to 246.72. December hogs down 2 cents to 77.67. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were relatively mixed on the day. Again, continued harvest pressure, but there was 197,000 tons of corn sold to Mexico. That supported the markets. Soybeans up mostly higher, even though the warm, dry weather will help with the harvest. And also South American planting should continue with rains becoming more widespread. But there was also some short covering in the markets. Wheat markets were higher. Some weakness in the dollar helping to support wheat prices. December corn up 2 to 406 and 3 quarters. November beans up 8 and 3 quarters to 988 and 3 quarters. December wheat up 4 and a half to 589 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 337, December 342, January 342, new crop 25, 378. Cash beans 904, December 906, January 911, new crop 25, 941. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 336 and 3 quarters, November 346 and 3 quarters, December 356 and 3 quarters, January 368 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 359, December 372 and new crop 381. At Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 351, November 351, cash and January beans 913. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 357, new crop 25, 387. Cash beans 889, new crop 25 at 941. At Red Wing Grains, cash and November corn 367, April 401, new crop 25, 399. Cash beans 943, November 948, April 990, new crop 25, 973. Cattle at Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 354 and January 360, cash beans 919, January 920. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 159 to 179, market cows 100 to 129, bulls 128 to 163, calves 480 to 960, beef steers 167 to 375, Holstein steers 154 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 185 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 189.75, finished beef heifers 180 to 189, finished dairy steers 170 to 177, market cows 94 to 114, market bulls 135 to 155, hog markets, market hogs at 65 to 90, light sows 58 to 69.50, heavy sows 68.50 to 72, boar markets 21 to 25.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today with a high near 73 this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to near 80. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Next to me. of steel. 'Cause I take corners on two wheels. But it's a never-ending circus ride. Faint of heart need not apply.
WRDN.
Darling, if you ever leave me, well, I'll just put my heart away. I couldn't love again. Please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn them down, 'cause after all, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? I guess with you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. If you ever get tired of me, well, I won't look for someone new. 'Cause looking back on how you loved me, no one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I'd just have to say, don't waste your time. Settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby,
is after you and me. Baby, I can see nothing else could be. Even fools, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Don Williams, I've Been Loved by the Best. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the mid to upper 40s this morning. Going to see 70s once again today and into the weekend. And we have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll talk with 92nd Assemblyman Trig Pronchinski about the situation with Pure Prairie Poultry. Had a chance to talk with the representative here earlier this week. And so we're going to talk with Representative Pronchinski about that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Stories of heartbreak and loss to North Carolina and mountain agriculture. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
After Hurricane Helene rampaged through the southeast and especially in the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina, the extent of the damage is coming to light. Bob Etheridge is North Carolina State Director for the Farm Service Agency and says it's a horrendous situation. Unlike flooding on flatland, Etheridge says the power of the water in the mountains is magnified.
One farmer said he had 4.5 acres of land, and after the flood went through, he had 1.5 acres left. Because in those bottomlands and then, you know, in the, between those hills, that's where they farm, and on the slopes, and a lot of that's gone.
Etheridge has been taking call after call from farmers who hardly know where to start to rebuild. It's unknown how much livestock was lost in the storm.
One farmer called on Sunday. He cut his fences so his cattle could get out, and still lost cattle in the flood. Many of them, many of the cattle were lost in the flood.
A dairy farmer said his operation was wiped out.
I got a call yesterday from a dairy up in Haywood County. Part of the dairy washed away. If you got a dairy, you got to milk those cows twice a day. And they had no way to store their stuff and had to move them. And that'll be another case where we'll have to come in and try to help them. And hopefully at some point down the road we can restore them and get back to business.
This year has been a tale of contrasts for Carolina agriculture, and the irony of it is not lost on Etheridge.
You know, that sort of adds insult to injury. For North Carolina, at one point this year, 99 of the 100 counties were in some form of drought. Mm-hmm. And then we had the hurricane came in down east and devastated, and now we have this hurricane in the west that's, you know, it's like an apocalyptic flood.
Etheridge assured farmers the FSA and all of USDA and other federal agencies are working tirelessly to help.
We have funds to help pay for the animals they've lost, to provide feed for the animals. They just signed those expedited programs over the weekend. A lot of our folks in Washington worked over the weekend to really speed up a lot of this stuff that hadn't been done before.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today with a high near 73 this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to near 80. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. Made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl, but old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas in. She'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together if there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish that I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee,
Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee, Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Alan Jackson, Dallas, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 40s across the region this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting farmers and cooperating entities to apply for the Nitrogen Optimization Pilot Program research grants. And the grants are aiming to enhance the understanding of and refine new methods that optimize commercial nitrogen applied to agricultural fields. Now, eligible applicants must be an agricultural producer working with one or more other producers as well, agreeing to collaborate with the University of Wisconsin in their project and voluntarily conduct commercial nitrogen optimization field studies for a minimum of 2 years. Now, the grants are available through January 17th of 2025. If you'd like more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from the nation's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. At the end of September, the government of Colombia imposed an additional tariff on U.S. milk powder imports. The timing of these tariffs couldn't be worse, as U.S. dairy producers are just starting to see improved profitability. I'll have the details when we return. Dustin Fritzmeyer, a Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant from Leota, Kansas, recently spoke with me about harvest progress in his part of the country.
Harvest is going great, Mike. We've got a lot of silage acres wrapped up. Right now, we're in the middle of getting some dry land out. Some of our irrigated is just getting ready. And we've got some stuff where moisture content's right where it needs to be, and others that it's going to take a couple weeks to get some stuff dried down. But we're right in the heat of it.
Looks like you might be standing in a field plot. We've got some signs behind you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been working on there?
Absolutely. Corn plots are something we really like doing. We're able to get a good look at different varieties that are coming up throughout the year. So this particular one is four different hybrids from three different companies. Pulled a couple of ears out, got some 54 VC14 DynaGrow, and it's a 114-day product that we're really looking forward to.
Dustin, let's talk about what comes next year. What are some of the issues on your mind?
We at Nutrien Ag Solutions have really aggressive and competitive financial options that we can use through our Nutrien financial programs. So I definitely encourage people, hey, talk to your local crop consultants about what those finance options are and how those can be a player for you.
And you can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. Both the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation recently called on U.S. lawmakers to take swift action against Colombia's decision to add an additional 5% tariff on U.S. milk powder. They argue that Colombia's tariffs are politically motivated and unjust. Greg Dowd, CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said, quote, "Instead of working with the U.S. government and dairy industry to resolve this issue in a mutually beneficial way, Colombia has chosen to move forward with this meritless investigation." Colombia's trade ministry claims these tariffs are necessary to counter what it sees as unfair U.S. trade practices, particularly the U.S. federal agriculture subsidies. But the dairy industry points out that when the U.S. and Colombia signed a free trade agreement in 2012, these same subsidies were not an issue. Krista Harden, CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, emphasized that the U.S. government must act to prevent further harm to both American exporters and Colombian companies that rely on U.S. dairy. Harden warned that these politically motivated tariffs could backfire, harming Colombian workers and consumers who depend on affordable U.S. dairy imports. Currently, tariffs on U.S. dairy products to Colombia stand at around 4%, and they're set to decrease next year and be phased out entirely by 2026 under that free trade agreement. But with the additional 4.86% tariff in place for the next 4 months, the Colombian Trade Ministry's final ruling could extend new tariffs for up to 5 years. Beyond dairy, the Colombian government has also imposed restrictions on U.S. ethanol, beef, and poultry. This broader pattern of trade barriers has many U.S. ag sectors on alert.
While the dispute plays out, U.S. dairy producers are facing a complicated picture. According to an analysis by CoBank, dairy margins in the U.S. have steadily improved. By the end of this year, margins are expected to hit nearly $16 per hundredweight thanks to lower feed costs and higher milk prices. I'll have more when we come back.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
New trade disruptions with Colombia, one of the U.S. dairy industry's key markets, could put a dent in the promising dairy outlook picture. Last year, the U.S. exported more than $200 million worth of dairy products to Colombia, and the country has been a significant destination for U.S. milk powder. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You swear you've had enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky. Yes,
'cause she always was the gentle kind. She's hoping I'll hear it from a friend somewhere. She's hoping I'll read between the lines.
And good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Walked out on me. always hurting. I've had my share of those blues. Whoa.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers producing organic crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat are all facing financial challenges as commodity prices decline, according to a recent study by Argus. As prices return to pre-pandemic levels, farmers are left struggling to cover their costs, leading to a record low net return of just $42 an acre despite improved crop yields. That, according to the Argus report, the outlook for 2025 is similar. The number of organic farms in the U.S. has declined by nearly 5% over the past 5 years, from 18,166 in 2017 to 17,321 in 2022, according to the latest census of agriculture data. Furthermore, organic crop prices have dropped. Organic feed grain corn fell to a record low of $7.78 a bushel, down $2.95 from last year. Organic soybean prices, while still higher than pre-pandemic levels, decreased to a three-year low of $20.07 per bushel. The Upper Midwest Agriculture Safety and Health Center is requesting applications for small grants ranging from $5,000 to a maximum of $30,000 to address health and safety issues related to agricultural workers and their families. The organization is specifically interested in projects that address the concepts outlined in the National Occupational Research Agenda for Agriculture and in Strategic Goals Approach for Agriculture Safety using a One Health model. For more information, contact the Upper Midwest Agriculture Safety and Health Center. Rachel LeCount has been appointed Director of Foundation and Sustainability Communications for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. LeCount has held the position of Director of Sustainability Communications and Partnerships since June of 2021. In an expanded role, LeCount will continue to lead Wisconsin Farm Bureau sustainability initiatives. LeCount's responsibilities will include media relations, managing the 35 Under 35 program, and contributing to the Gather Wisconsin platform. In addition, LeCount will now take on communication duties for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation. Working with the foundation's director, LeCount will focus on growing brand awareness through social media, print, and digital strategies. The USDA says turkey eggs and incubators in the United States as of October 1st were down 9% from October 1st of last year. Eggs and incubators were down 2% from the September 1st, 2024 total of 25 million eggs. Turkey poults hatched during September in the U.S. totaled 20.4 million, down 5% from September of 2023. Poults hatched were down 1% from the August 2024 total of 20.7 million poults. Now, net poult placements were down 10% from the August total of 20.1 million. As far as feed options in the future, 24-25 USDA feed outlook is for reduced supplies despite an increase in output. Sorghum supplies were raised, but then offset by lower corn carry-in. Gevo Incorporated, a developer of net-zero hydrocarbon fuels and chemicals, has received a conditional commitment for a loan guarantee with disbursements totaling $1.46 billion from the Department of Energy. The funds will be used for a net-zero one project in Lake Preston, South Dakota. The facility would use 100% U.S.-sourced feedstocks and is designed to produce approximately 60 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel, about 1.3 billion pounds of protein and animal feed products, and approximately 30 million pounds of corn oil per year. This marks a watershed moment for the Net Zero One project and a critical step forward in our mission to transform the aviation industry by providing a sustainable and economical renewable carbon-based jet fuel, said Gevo CEO Patrick Gruber. A recent report shows the facility would create over 100 direct jobs and hundreds of local indirect jobs with an economic impact of more than $100 million. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today with a high near 73 this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to near 80. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek. Kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for ya. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, old man river whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. As I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide roll. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on.
copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, he don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, but said he'd be back someday. She was just 14. She grew up wild.